Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinkney to Pinkney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinkney. I tell you, we had quite a week this week. We've been busy fighting and jabbing, kicking, scratching, trying to make things happen. And one of the things that I want to tell all my listeners out there, and I want to thank everybody last week for listening in. We had one of our largest audience probably in the history since I've been old. We went over the 200,000 last week, which is a tremendous thing. Matter of fact, we had 200,007 people who actually heard the show last week. And I'm excited because we keep the pressure on the administration more than anything else. That's people from all over the world, Japan, Finland, Denmark, London, you name it, they were listening in to the Reverend Edward Pinkney to Pinkney Show. And we continue this fight. But here's what I want to talk about real fast. You often hear me talk about the Democratic Party and the Republican Party are basically the same party. They're the same people with a different head on their shoulder. That's about it. But okay. But what I want to do now, I want to make sure that everybody understands that my goal this time around for everybody to get out to vote is a unity cry. I'm asking people to go to the polls here in the city of Benton Harbor. On Tuesday will be a very rain, chilly day. And what I'm doing, I'm setting up rides for people to go to the polls. Handicapped people, it doesn't make a difference. We're going to have a handicapped van, and we don't charge any money. I'm not being paid for this. I'm doing it because it is the right thing to do. My goal, more or less, to set up a team of people who are willing to get out here and come together and support the cause. I think that, you know, we did our water testing last week. It is known that Benton Harbor water is worse than Flint, Michigan. But the bad part about that, we have Whirlpool here who won't let the media print it because the media is part of Whirlpool. When they talk about fake news, they're talking about here in Barron County, the Herald Palladium newspaper, News 57, News 1622. And here's the thing. They was all at my birthday party on last Saturday, you know. And what made it so amazing was that we had so many people come. Some of the people weren't even invited, but they came. But the bad part, they didn't bring no gift, you see. That was the bad part. I don't mind you crashing my birthday party, but I do mind whether you bring a gift or not. And unfortunately, there was a lot of people who didn't bring gifts. And I did call them on that. I made sure that they understood how important it was for me to receive a gift from them. But other than that, The party was sensational. Matter of fact, Jane Fonda was there, and my big friend, Big Yo from Chicago, Illinois, my 250 hitter, you know, and he was there. We had people from Detroit. We had people from Denmark. We had people from all over the world. And to be there with Jane Fonda, Patrice Cullors from Black Lives Matter, she flew in that morning to be at the party, which is One of the amazing things when you sit down and think about it, that, you know, it's important that we learn to stand together, fight together, because it's a war going on. Whether we like it or not, it is a war. We need to change the way we do business. We need to take a stand. And my good friend Big Yo, he wrote a book about chaps, about the system, how to deal with the system, the financial part of the system. And he's going to be on my show later on. And my good friend Malak, he's going to be on my show today. And I'm just so excited because everything seems to be going extremely well. And you never know when they'll pull a rabbit out of the hat. They're always about to do something. But we have to stay focused. We have to make sure that we're doing what we need to do to make things happen. I'm excited today. I'm excited to bring in my good friend from sunny California. And let's hear what he has to say, because I know he got something to talk about that's going to make us say, for sure. Balak, my brother, how are you doing? Talk to the rail today.
Man, I'm blessed. How you doing, Pastor Pinckney? And happy belated birthday, brother.
Absolutely.
And I noticed,
man,
you're trying to get them gifts over there. I did hear that part. You want them gifts, huh?
Oh yeah, there was a few people who didn't bring. Matter of fact, I didn't get your gift in the mail either, so I'm expecting your gift to come at any moment now. You see, because I know you, I know how you deal. You see, people have to understand.
Yeah, you might get a card from me.
Yeah,
a card.
And usually when people send a card, they always have something in there, and which is important. I appreciate that, my brother. See, I'm talking to my brother right now. We understand each other, you know. I'm going to send you a card. And anytime someone mentions a card, I know what they're thinking. That's my brother. Talk to me, my brother. I tell you. But anyway, we had a man, James Fonda, showed up. Patrice Cullors from Black Lives Matter was there. We had so many people showed up. And it was really one of the highlights of the week, because we got a chance to do something that we normally don't do, and we had all the activists from around the world. We even had a lady from Denmark there, and she got a chance to speak. But I am excited. I'm thrilled. And what I want to do more than anything else, I want to encourage people to unite. You see, that's what I believe. I believe that one of our pitfalls is that we're not on the same level when it comes to dealing with issues in our community. And that goes for all these ministers. You know, I got a text from a minister who told me that I was kind of hard on pastors. No, I'm not hard on pastors. I'm hard on poverty pimps. I don't want people pimping my community, you know, saying that you're going to do in the name of God. If you don't pay your tithes, you're going to hell and all this kind of stuff. You got to pay your tithes and offering. And this is what I'm hearing, and I don't like what I'm hearing, because you got to be in that community doing what you're supposed to do in order to receive tithes and offerings. You have an obligation also. But my brother, you know I do love you, and you know that you're the man. When you come on my show, I get excited, and I know my listeners going to be excited just to hear what you got to say, and I know you got something to say that's going to tickle their heart. So my brother, where are you going to start today for me?
Well, I'm going to start with this, because today I was actually at a seminar, a doctor called Robert E. Galloway, right? And he's a holistic doctor. But for people that doesn't know what holistic means, it actually means the whole entire body. You know, most of the time we go to the doctors, we want to pinpoint and only work on one thing. You know, these particular doctors work on mind, body, and spirit. They work on the whole entire body. And this is a part of our heritage that we had before we came westernized, when we came over here as slaves. And so we used to be able to fix your body without cutting on it, with herbs, eating right food. So it was very interesting, because today was my first day actually meeting the guy. And the whole time he kept on saying, you got to know yourself. You got to know yourself, right? So I raised my hand and I said, so who are you? When you say know yourself, who are we? Like, who do you think we are? He said, I think we're God's people. And I said, and you're right. We are God's people. And I said, we are called Hebrew Israelites. The first, the reason why we call ourselves a Hebrew is because we give an honor to our fathers. Abraham was the first Hebrew. Then we say Israelite, we're saying that we are sons of Jacob, right? So we're saying Hebrew Israelites. And I said, and this is something that was taken away from us when we came over here on the slave ships. So to bring it all to the forefront, to that, 1619, they say the first slave ship came to America, right? And I got my reader on the phone with me right now. His name is Brother Jerome. This is one of our elders in the church. And how you doing, Jerome?
Hey, shalom, Pastor Pinkney.
Hey, how you doing, Jerome? How you feeling today? Yeah,
I'm feeling.
Did Malak tell you that it was my birthday last week?
No, I just heard you mention it today. Belated happy birthday to you, sir.
Oh, amen. Well, thank you there. Okay, well, just remind Malak about that birthday card. Would you do that for me, Jerome?
I will do that.
All right, thank you.
Now, I put a D on the end of that R, right?
Yes, you did. But as long as you put a D inside the car, I'm happy.
All right, so let's go to Genesis 15:13. And this is something that the other Hebrew brother, forgive me, I forgot his name. He be coming on sometime. But, you know, this is like the biggest thing that's going on right now is us being here for 400 years as slaves, right? And this was actually predicted in the Bible that this would happen, right? So that,
right.
That. Okay, Genesis 15, verse 13. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance.
All right. So now we know that we've been here for 400 years. 1619. We're actually planning on doing, and I would love Pastor Pinkney to go with me. We're actually going to Ghana, and we're going to meet the king over there. But we're going to the door of no return. A lot of people don't know what the door of no return is. The door of no return is a big doorway that the slaves had to walk through before they got on the slave ship, and they was putting all kind of curses and stuff on us, saying that we would never return to this land. We would never return having the understanding or the knowledge of who we are and the substance of who the Most High is, who we are, what is our heritage. They said we would never return. So we're going to actually do a big documentary, and we're going to stand on the other side of that door of no return, and we're going to actually return through that door, knowing who we are. And we're going to, and they also talking about making me and my wife a king and a queen for a little city over there. So it's going to be a big, big deal, you know. So we're going to, so the whole thing is this. Okay, so now Pastor Pinkney was talking about these churches. Now, do y'all know how long we've been being deceived by the churches? About, like he said, now all churches ain't bad, but majority of them are. We got pimps in the church just taking your money and just rolling around in Bentleys and limousines off of the church's money. And they're not doing anything for the community. How long? It's going to take us another 400 years for us to wake up? It is time for us to wake up, for us to stop following the other nations and understand that we have a heritage that is so big, so beautiful. There is nothing on earth than a Hebrew Israelite. Nothing. If you type in right now, what's the greatest race on earth, right? They're going to have Hebrew, they're going to have a Jew, which is a, they might say it's Jewish, but we are the original Jews, and then they're going to put a white person in because they're running the world right now. But that is the greatest thing that you can say that you are on the face of this planet. That you're saying that you're walking with the blood of Christ in your veins. You're saying you're related to Christ by blood, not by just spirit, but by the blood. And this is very important. So when I was hearing this doctor saying that you can't even reach your high spiritual levels until you really truly understand who you are. And this is what they have taken from us for so long. And so now we're getting deceived by so many people because we don't have the knowledge. The Bible says that we are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Not because the information isn't here. He said because we reject it. See, when somebody telling you something that's going to change your life, they start telling you something that that rock your spirit a little bit that you ain't heard before. You don't want to hear it because you want comfortable things. Sometimes you got to step out of your comfort zone just so you can get the information. You can get this information, it might change your whole life. Because it's changed mine. My whole life is feel good because I'm centered with the Most High. I know who I am. I know how He wants me to worship Him. I'm spiritually attached to Him. I'm physically attached to Him. And then I can share it with others so they can get there. You know what I'm saying? So it's a real beautiful thing. So, Pastor Penny, I do want you to take that trip to Africa with me. I don't know if you can go or not, but that would be a great trip for you to come over there and meet.
Well, that would be something that we could talk about. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about when are you planning on going?
Probably like February or March or April at the latest. We got to get there by 29.
Okay. Well, let's talk about it. I think that would be a trip that I wouldn't mind going.
Yeah, we're gonna go out there. We're gonna have police escort. They're gonna have it's gonna be a big deal with us being there because the actual king of Ghana knows that he's a Hebrew Israelite. They are following the law, statutes, and commandments over there. It's beautiful. They keep the Sabbath over there. So a lot of people don't know this. And the king is actually opening up for people to come back anniversary of us being slaves over here. But I'm not going to live over there because I know my battle was here to wake my people up over here. But some people was actually making that decision to take that trip, to go over there and change their life. But, you know, it's all about us opening up our minds and our ears so we can hear the call of the Most High. We cannot allow this buffoonery to keep going on of us just allowing the people in our community, which is the so-called church, to take advantage of the community. We can't allow it no more. This is why Pastor Pinkney is speaking out against it, because the church is supposed to be the foundation of the neighborhood. This is the place where we go and talk, and we lay all of our problems, we put all our problems on the table, we organize. It used to be a place like that. But now we can't even talk in the church no more. They don't want you to tell your problems. They don't want you to start organizing anything. And this is all because they in the bed with the government. They ain't got to pay taxes. They're making all this money. And it's time for us to wake up. If we don't wake up, you're going to get left behind because there's a lot of people waking up right now. A lot of people waking up, and so
amen.
So it's just a matter of time, you know. So we gotta start eating right. It's a lot of things that's going on in the world. We should have actually did one about eating certain foods that the Bible tells us to eat. See, now the Most High is so profound at what He knows. He already knew that the world was going to be so messed up with these GMOs. And all these pesticides and all these different things. So He already, like, if you start keeping His commandments, He'll be preparing you to take care of yourself. And you'll be like, whoa, we didn't even know that He was going to just by you keeping the commandments, you're going to start finding out, like, whoa, this is why he don't want us to eat this. This is why he don't want us to touch this. So it's a lot of fruits and vegetables that the Most High didn't even create. Did you know that, Pastor Bingley?
Well, I didn't know. I thought he created everything.
Well, this is some scientists, and they grabbing two seeds of two different things, and they're putting it together their own thing. And when they it take away the nutrients of the food. It's like you're eating clone food. You're not eating the original food that the Most High made. They're making it their own way. And so this is why the Most High said we are not supposed to mix seeds, right? So if you just looked around and found out all of the mixed seeds that we eat, now remember, we got watermelon with no seeds in it.
Right.
How did they
do
that? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's always bare seeds. You know what I'm saying? So you eat the watermelon, it ain't got no seeds, and you're just tearing it up. Now they're going to change the color from purple to blue, and you eating it. Like, we got to open up our minds and be like, wait a minute, how the heck did they change this watermelon to blue? It was supposed to be red, but you're going to still eat it, though. And so this is what the Most High is preparing us for, because where this world is going, it's going to a place where we are doomed. You know, we already got all this stuff that they spraying on us all every day. I know y'all be seeing the chemtrails. They already stuff in our water. They already messing with our food, because they're trying to kill us off fast. And if we don't open up our eyes, you just keep on saying, I'm going to keep on eating pork, I'm going to keep on eating crab, lobster, and all that, thinking that that's a rich delicacy or something. You know what I'm saying? You're going to end up dying real early. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, remember, when you eat shrimp, crab, and lobster, these are things that the Most High clean the earth with. I mean, clean the ocean with, right? So they eat up all of the bacteria in the ocean. And then you sit up there and say, let me get some shrimp, let me get some crab. And then you eating all this stuff, and then all that bacteria is in your body, and your body don't know how to handle it, and then it causes cancer immediately. So these are things that we gotta wake up to. We've been here for 400 years. It is time to wake up. Let's not take another 400 years for us to go through this again. The Most High is waiting on you for this to stop. We're the only ones holding ourselves back. We be like, yeah, man, I want God to do this, do that, do this. He said, man, I didn't give you all the tools you need. You got to change. You know what I'm saying? For everything to change. And so it starts with the man or the woman in the mirror. And so that person, if everybody look at themselves in the mirror and we all make that change, then the place will be a better place, like Michael Jackson said.
talking to the man in the mirror. Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, take us deeper then. We need to go deeper, big brother.
Okay. Let's go a little bit deeper. Okay, so now, I know a lot of people eat shrimp, pork, crab, and lobster and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And they try to use the Bible to say it's okay. So let's go to this little scripture real quick. Hold on one second. We're going to go to a scripture that is, my phone is like really stuck right now. It's a scripture, right, that talks about, that I can't remember right now, I'm having a brain freeze, that you can eat whatever you want to eat, right? And Peter had this dream that he was on a rooftop, right? There we go. All right, hold on a second.
We got you, big fella.
All right. Okay, so we're going to go to, do you remember where that scripture is on that rooftop?
No, I'm trying to think of it.
Oh, I got it right here. I can't even remember where it's at, man. I'm having a brain. But well, that's just talking
well, that's
about
all
right.
Right. We
and while I'm talking about it, I'm looking for it. Okay.
All right, you do that. Huh?
All right, so the dream is about him having a had a dream about some unclean foods, right? And he's unclean. Oh, is this it? Yeah, I got it now. Okay, let's go to Acts 10 real quick. And we're going to start at Acts 10, verse 9.
Acts 10, verse 9.
Yeah, I had a brain freeze. Please forgive me. Sometimes my brain do that.
We got you, big fella.
All right, Acts 10, verse 9 reads, On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners, and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean.
Okay, so we're going to stop right there for a second, because he actually said, I have never. Now, you know, Christ already gone. So if Christ was teaching them that they could eat whatever they wanted, he would automatically said, oh, yeah, well, Christ told me I could eat whatever I want. He said, I have never eaten anything uncommon or unclean at this moment. But let's keep going.
And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What the Most High has cleansed, that call not thou common. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision
Wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Why Peter doubted, because Peter didn't even think. He was like, wait a minute. I know the Most High just ain't told me I can eat whatever I want. It has to be something deeper here. Now, when we get to church, they'll tell you, see, you can eat what you want, but they don't want to keep reading, though. So remember, he doubted himself. So let's find out what it actually meant. Let's go to verse 28.
And he said unto them, Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But the Most High hath shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean.
Okay, so the Most High showed him he shouldn't call any man uncommon or unclean. This wasn't a dream about him just being able to eat whatever he wanted to eat. Your body is a temple of the Most High. This was about Cornelius, and Cornelius was supposed to be a Gentile, in a state of mind, and Peter was supposed to be bringing his brother into the truth, but they had a little rule amongst themselves that they wasn't supposed to be around somebody who didn't believe what they believed. But the Most High showed him this dream so he would bring this person in. And he revealed it to the people that was around him in verse 28. So this is what we're saying about precept upon precept and understanding what the Bible was actually saying. So this verse is like one of the main verses where people just like, oh, I can eat pork, I can eat shrimp, crab, lobster. We can eat just all these different things. And then when you get to our actual level of eating, they put pork in your soap. They put pork in your bread. They put pork in your toothpaste. They put it in your candy. they put, man, it's pork like all over the place. And you got to, they don't say the name pork. They kind of use like monodiglyceride. They use gelatin. They have, my wife is a master at this, these different names that they put pork in. Mm-hmm. But this is how bad that they want us to eat it because they know who we are. And we like Superman. You know what I'm saying? So when we eat that, that's like kryptonite to us because it automatically breaks our connection with the Most High because our bodies is walking temples. We defile in our temple when we eat the things that the Most High don't want us to eat. So it's very, very important for us to get this understanding so we don't fall into the trap of destroying our temple. You know what I'm saying? So within these 400 years, we have to do a spiritual awakening. We have to say, I'm going to eat right. I'm going to praise the Most High right. I'm going to have a deep understanding of who I am. I'm going to learn how to worship the Most High correctly. Because some people, they just want to make the Most High what they want to make. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was talking to one dude, he told me that the Most High didn't create evil, right? And I'm like, man, he created everything. He gave you. I said, matter of fact, let's get Isaiah 45 and 7, Elder. Okay,
Isaiah
45
and 7?
45 and 7, yeah. So I was like, he was like, well, if he didn't create evil, if he created evil, then that means he didn't give you free will. And I'm like, no, if he created both sides to give you free will. If he only created one side of it, and then the devil was creating all this stuff over here, then he ain't the creator of all things. This is what we got to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he creates both of them, but you got to pick the right one. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's right. You have a choice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Isaiah chapter 45, verse 7 reads, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Most High, do all these things.
Okay, so now that I didn't read this scripture to him, he was like, no. See, you reading it wrong. You. I'm like, okay, well, you break it down to me what he just said. Oh, no. I can't because I don't know. Like, you said it, we read the scripture wrong, so you break it down because this is the word of the Most High. We can't make the Most High what we want him to be. You know what I'm saying? We have to conform to him. It ain't the other way around, him conforming to us. You know what I'm saying? We got to understand who the Most High is. The Most High is the creator of all things. So then I asked him, I said, did the Most High create the devil? He was like, yeah. I said, did he create hell? He was like, yeah. Is he going to create the lake fire? He was like, yes, okay. So how did he not create evil?
And he also created good and evil in the garden. Remember that. He created good
exactly.
and evil in the garden. Yeah, absolutely.
But this is the mentality of our people. They just feel like, you know, the Most High is just one way. Well, he have to create both ways to give you a choice.
Absolutely. And a lot of times, remember this. A lot of times, they're never taught. When you haven't been taught to know the truth, then you can't deal with the truth. You can only know what you know. You can't go beyond that. They're not teaching, and a lot of people are not even reading no more. So that's another thing that we have. Hmm?
Now, let me ask you this, Pastor Bailey. Why did the Most High create the devil? Why did he create the devil?
Well, here's the reason. Because once again, it goes back to give people a choice.
Okay. Well, what do you think, Elder Jerome?
That is, the Most High does not force us to accept him. He gives us free will. And it is up to us to choose whether
it's
him or the world.
Yeah, and both of you guys are right. He created the devil to give us a choice. And I'm going to give you an example. Now, Pastor Pinkton picked his wife, right? Now, he wouldn't know that his wife truly loved him if he was the only man on earth. If he was, if it was only one way that she had to go, how would he know that she really loved him? But she picked him out of all the men in the world. She said, I want to be with him. So that's how he knows who that she really truly loved him, right? And so that's the same thing that the Most High wants. He wants us to prove our love. So if we've proven our love, how can we prove it if it wasn't another side to go to? So he put evil and badness and all this stuff around us, and then you have to choose the right way. And when you choose that right way, it proves that you love the Most High. You know what I'm saying? So
amen.
That's deep within itself. That's you know?
That's right. You're saying something there. I really, really like the way you explained that, because people need to know. There's a lot of people, like I said earlier, they've never been taught. You see, you got half the people that's in the pulpit today have never been taught. They don't know that they really don't know. They going by what they heard rather than what they read, you see. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the pitfalls that we fall into. And that's when they use the word tithes and offering. Will a man rob God? You know, they would throw that up in your face every Sunday and make you go home feeling bad if you didn't put money in church. But this is what they do, because the people don't know. When you know, you can stand up and say, no, that's not right. You know, that's not the type of God I want to serve. That's not the Most High who I want to serve. I want to serve a God who loves and cares about you, you know. And I think that we have to change the teaching of the Bible to where people deal with the truth.
Yeah, the other one that we all get caught up on is Paul's writing, right? And it actually says in the book that when you read Paul's writings and you interpret them wrong, you can bring damnation to you because you don't understand. Paul kept the law. Paul kept the feast days. Paul was circumcising people. All of this stuff is in the Bible. But what law was he saying that we shouldn't keep? Now, the law that he said that was done away with was actually the law of sin and death, and the law of sin and death is something that Christ took away because he didn't want us to be stoned and hanged on a tree. He don't want us to get stoned and hang on a tree no more. Now you get on your knees and your judgment comes in the end instead of you getting stoned by other people. So that's the only thing that was taken away. So now we got, it's two laws that fulfill the whole law. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Love the Most High with all your heart. So
your
now the church,
soul.
They're like, are we in the New Testament now? So we just going to stick with these two commandments, right? So when they think that loving the Most High or loving your neighbors yourself is just going around hugging everybody, saying that you love the Most High. But it's deeper than that. Do you know that these two commandments are the Ten Commandments? That's Romans.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Romans 13 and verse 8.
Romans 13 and 8. Okay. Okay. Book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 8 reads, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law.
Okay, so when we love one another, we fulfill the law, right? So this is love thy neighbor as thyself. So what does love thy neighbor as thyself mean? Read.
For this, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Okay, so thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not steal, but bear false witness, and covet. All of these are the commandments. It is briefly comprehended, meaning that they brought it together under one saying, love thy neighbor as thyself. Remember, when Moses came down from the mountain, he had two tablets in his hand. One tablet was to show us how to love each other, and the other one was to show you how to love the Most High. So how do we love the Most High? We ain't going to make no graven images. We ain't going to bow down to them. We're going to keep, we going to, we ain't going to take his name or his shem, or his, and shem means honor, authority, character, and report. And that's another word for name. Don't take his shem in vain. And then he said, keep the Sabbath day holy. So if we love the Most High, we're supposed to do those four commandments to prove our love, right? Now, we love our neighbor, we're supposed to do the other six. So those two commandments is really ten. And this is what the pastors got to understand. We can't make it into the kingdom without keeping those commandments. It's impossible. If we don't keep no commandments, we ain't making it in. That's just what the Bible say. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if we don't, just think about it. Is the devil, he just going to make it right on into the kingdom? All the stuff he been doing? Because if it ain't no sin, then that means he have a right to get in too, right?
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And listen,
my brother.
Uh-huh.
That's right. But my brother, look, listen to me closely. We have just about ran out of time for you on this segment. I really, really appreciate you. I know where you're going with this, and it's just having you on the show and educating my listeners. And I know people are going to be sending me emails, they're going to be calling, they're going to be doing all that. But I welcome them, because when you come on, you know, I got to tell you this, you definitely increase my listeners, and I appreciate that. And I think that what you have done, you also educate me. You see, you really help me, and that's why I love for you to come on. But my brother, you got about 2 minutes to say whatever you want. Then I got to bring in my good friend Big Yo. But
okay, that's
these 2 minutes, yeah, and tell us what you want us to know.
All right, let's go to 1 John 2 and 3. We're going to end it with some scripture. Let's get that real quick.
Yes.
1 John 2, verse 3.
1 John 2, verse 3?
Yes, sir.
1 John 2, verse 3 reads, "And hereby we do know that we know him, and if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of the Most High perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him."
All praise to the Most High. We're gonna stop right there. All praises. This is Malak Israel from California Hebrews. We have a website called CaliforniaHebrews.com. Thank you, Pastor Pinkney, for having me on. We love everybody out there, and we'll talk to you guys soon. All praise to the Most High. Thank you for having us on.
All praise.
Hey, no, it's an honor to have you, my brother. Much love, and I just want to say how much I enjoy having you on my show, and you're just a tremendous person. And let's talk about going to Ghana. I think that we're going to have to take time out and discuss that, so we know what we have and where we're going and what we need to do. And let's prepare even further. But I want to thank you so much for coming on my show. It's an honor and a privilege to have you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my brother. And I will talk to you very soon.
All right, you have a blessed one. All right,
I will. And don't forget that card in the mail either. Whatever you do, don't forget that.
It's gonna be in the mail.
That's crucial. Listen, my brother, I will talk to you soon. My brother. Now let me bring in my old high school mate, grammar school mate, used to live two doors from me, that right down the street. My brother, from beautiful, beautiful Chicago and Lexington, Pulaski and Lexington. We call him Big Yo, the 250 hitter. My brother, are you there, Big Yo? Talk to me.
Yes, I am, Ed. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. You have an audience today that is listening to you that's beyond my control. As I tell you, they want to hear what Yogi Big Yog have to say. Because I tell you, what you're saying is so important because you have a plan. A lot of people just don't have a plan. A lot of people just sit around and talk. But you went out and put a plan together to try to make something happen. And we're going to do everything within our power to make things happen. To all my listeners out there, I know that you're interested in what's going on, but let Larry Pinson talk about what he want to talk about today. Larry, you have the floor. So take your time so people can understand. You got 15 minutes to say what you need to say. So take your time so they can take it in. Now, where you want to start?
Well, first of all, I want to start with the politicians and also those politicians and the preachers, the shepherds of the world. They are misleading the people. First
okay.
of all, politics, and the work of the church, it don't mix. Now, the reason I say it don't mix is because in the Bible, God said you have to tithe 10% of your salary. Okay.
Well,
it
don't really say 10% of your salary.
Well, what do it say?
It said they want you to bring your tithe and offer to the meat house. They more or less during that period of time they was talking about food more than money.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But the pastors of this time has twisted and saying they think you're supposed to pay them for preaching.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See, but you're supposed to preach debt free. Now I'm gonna break it down to you. So everything that you do is supposed to be debt free in this world, because let's go back to Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ is the first person that worked in a chaps pay system. Now, the reason he worked in a chaps pay system is because he tested it out. But the only thing with that is that he could stay up 24/7, but no human being can do that. So he had to break the workday down into three 8-hour shifts. And so at the United States Post Office, they call them tours of duty, tours. In the private sector, they call them shifts, 8-hour shifts. And then at CTA, if you work for Chicago Transit Authority, they call them PICs. But what they are is just a 5-day pay system. It's a bid. It's 2 7-day bids and 1 6-day bid. Most people, a lot of people, do not understand how to schedule a 24/7 regular work day. Now, in my book, people are talking about the Sabbath. They say the Sabbath is on the second, the seventh day of the work week, I guess. But they identify the Sabbath with Sunday. But in a 24/7-day work week, you have on the seventh day. So on the seventh day, you have 12 7-days in a 24/7-day work week. 12. If you're working in a regular work week for people that's working in the factory, people that working on a salary. It's five different pay systems in CHOP. First one is full-time military, part-time military, full-time civilian bargaining CHOP, part-time civilian bargaining CHOP, and a salary CHOP. It's five pay systems that God wants you to work. Now, he said he wants you to work 1 week and be off 3 weeks and 1 day within 1 week. Now, I know I'm sounding like a crazy man because people don't understand. But let's go to the United States Post Office. When you read chapter, it's going to be top-heavy post office. But it's for every job on this earth. Not only in the United States, in China, Russia, Africa, all nations. Because what it would do, it would end poverty and fix the economy. I'm going to let you know, Ed, Donald Trump cannot out-Trump God. This is God's pay system.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump cannot out-Trump God. We're going to take the world, the nation, to zero unemployment with CHAPS. This is how we're going to do it. Everybody know that you have your own fingerprint. Everybody just now found out recently that you have your own DNA. But now, tonight, on your show, Reverend Pinkney, they're going to know that they have their own personal clockable hours, 168. So that's the number you got to play. Everybody play that number. God said that he created everybody equal. Okay, let's tell Michael Jordan that when he gets you on the basketball court. You think you equal to Michael Jordan? Oh, let's tell LeBron James that. Oh, let's tell Steph Curry that. No. He wasn't talking about that, little Ed. He was talking about his hours that he give you. 168. And all he wants you to do, I'm going to say it one more time. He wants you to work 1 week and be off 3 weeks and 1 day in 1 week. Now, United States of the Post Office has been hoodwinked. They've been bamboozled. And so now you got our last president, president number 44, Barack Obama. He was hoodwinked also. Now, he said we're going to bring on the change, but you know what? He couldn't do it. He couldn't deliver. The reason he couldn't deliver is because of Alec. A-L-E-C, Alec.
Mm-hmm.
Alec is in cahoots with the corporations, and they send in the lobbyists. Man, Washington is full of lobbyists. They're everywhere.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
And so what they're doing, you know, they'll tell you to get out to vote. But like I told you earlier in the week, they tell you to vote. And so these different parties, they want to stay in control. So they're going to tell you a lie. You know, it's been documented. You know President Trump is a big liar. You know he's a big liar. And so, then again, you know he's not for everybody. God pay system is for everybody, every nation. You run CHAPS, and everybody is going to be set free of a debt. Mm-hmm. Now, God created us in his own likeness. Okay, and so he don't want you out there robbing and paying, and, you know, sticking up people and stuff like that. You know, the system that we work in is turning people to that. It's the system. Mm-hmm. So we got to change the system, and we're going to start with them politicians and the preachers. Now, the preacher's going to jump in the pulpit and say, I want my tithe and offering. They're going to tell you that.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you something, Ed. I'm not going to mention his name, but I went to my preacher. You know who he is. I don't want you to say who he is, but you know who he is.
I'm going to tell
about 8 months. No, don't say it. So I went to him. And so I told him, you know what I told him? I said,
what
pastor,
did you tell him?
I wrote a book, man. I said, you gotta tell the people about my book. You know, you gotta prophesize my book. Tell the people that they can get a double salary. And then he looked at me, and then I told him, I'm a prophet. I'm a true prophet. And he looked at me again. He had his head down. He wouldn't look me in the eye. He had his head down. And so there was another assistant pastor in the church. He was saying, hey, Larry, you better watch yourself. You can tell me you're a prophet, you know. And then he finally told me, you know, because somewhere in the Bible it says, if you claim to be a prophet, a true prophet, and whatever you're talking about don't come to pass. Remember what I'm saying now, Ed. I'm going to say this one more time. Whatever I'm talking about don't come to pass, God will kill me, man. Mm. Not nobody else, but God.
Mm.
That's what it did to false prophets back there. Okay? I said, you know, I'm still saying I'm a true prophet. So I wrote the book. I wrote the book to tell the people on how they get a double salary. My website is PensonSenior.com. Or my blog. But the name of my book is called CHAP, Clockable Hour Application Processes and Pay Systems. Everybody got 168. That's your lucky number. Now, you know, I hear you talk about a lot about Whirlpool. Okay? Now, I'm going to tell you something. We need Whirlpool because Whirlpool can provide jobs for the people. And so the people can provide jobs, work, help stuff for Whirlpool because Whirlpool got the money, little Ed. They got the money. And so we want the money, but we want to work for it. But now God showed me because we're coming, you know, so he's going to come back. So I thought, you know, when he told me to write this book, so I said, oh, I thought I got it, you know, I got it now, you know. And so then they said he's still coming back. He had to come back for the hatred in this world. It's a lot of hatred, man.
A lot of hatred.
But see, you got to understand that people got to know. Just like that brother said just before I came on the air, he said you being tested. So guess what? It's all right. It's all right to test God also. You were talking about an afterlife, an everlasting life is on the line here. So, hey, I'm gonna run tap, God. You said Larry Pinson Sr. said he wrote the book, and it's coming straight from you. So you read, first of all, you read Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, and you're going to find out how God feels about you and those false shepherds and those politicians. And they've been lying too long because, you know what, they had me out there. I'm not gonna mention his name either. It's two of them. They had me out there working, you know, working hard for the money. But I didn't need no money. All I thought they were gonna give you is $100. You're gonna be work for almost 24 hours and get $100 out there on the pole. Yeah, you know, hey, I'm gonna take care of you. I had wrote the book. So it's as soon as the election over, Larry, I'm gonna get with you, and then we're gonna put caps out there. Man, please. Soon the election's over, he cut his phone off.
Wow.
And he said, the first one, he cut his phone off. He said, stop harassing me. I ain't got time for this, you know. I said, look.
Yeah.
I said, man, you know, this is the way, you know. And then so God just said that. And so I was too through. And so I sent a tweet to him the other day, and I told him that CHAP will work. In Illinois, we had no budget, man. So I'm telling the people we wouldn't have no budget for a long time in Illinois. So I'm telling the people right now, why are you letting those politicians take your home to pay their salary so they can get money to give to their cronies and put you out of a house and home? Why? Run chap. Because guess what? Now, Ed, I told you what before. Once you read that book, the chapter, now the rabbit got the gun. It ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
That's right.
You know, all these people are on pins and needles about this election. Tell them to get a good night's sleep. Go ahead on and vote. Go ahead on the vote. Get a good night's sleep. Because you still got to come back to tell them to run a cash pay system. You have to tell them. Now, just like Chicago, Illinois. You got a bad reputation in Chicago, Illinois, man. As you know, I grew up on the West Side.
That's right.
We got a bad reputation. I got to look at the clock, man. I done ran out of time, man. You know,
you was on the road, so I couldn't stop you, yo. But let me say this: I'm going to have Dave Frank on next week, and I'm hoping that Patrice is planning on coming on the show next week. If not, she'll listen. And what I want to do, I want to get people to listen to what you got to say and read your book. I think it's, when they read your book, they will understand it better. Because I have read some of your book. I haven't read it all. But I'm planning on completing that book before you come on next week and talk about it. But let's do this. Let's work on getting it out there. I promise you I'm going to do all I can to help you get that book out there. I'm going to get it into the hands of people who can help you. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. On that note, I don't think we're out of time. So if you want to say something, you got about 10 seconds to say it. Say it, and we've got and time has ran out on us. Go ahead.
All goodbyes are not gone. Everybody have 168. All goodbyes ain't gone. You know. And then read Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18 to 22. Read that, and you're going to know who the Big Yog is.
All right, Big Yog. Got to let you go. I thank you, everybody, for being on. Thank you, all the listeners. Those who would like to email me, you can email me at BANCO9342@sbcglobal.net. Let's talk.